Hello and welcome to, I guess, the first Plot Devices episode. It's not really much of an introduction episode. My friend Mitchell is still absent because he's in his hometown 4 hours away from me, so you'll just have to deal with my voice. This episode is for staying creative. I have 5 different ways here that I've listed. That's all I could really think of, but please take note that these are my ways and it might be different for you. But I'll try my best to kind of explain them. But first I kind of wanted to do, how I've been and what I've been doing and stuff like that. So, I've basically been taken away from the book still. It was last week that I recorded the podcast and I still haven't worked on it because my girlfriend was still reading it through and she's finished now. She had quite a lot of notes, which is good. She wasn't really a yes man, which is exactly what you need in that kind of regard. But yeah, she was incredibly helpful, insightful. She realized that there were a few problems, which is fine. Like I mean, criticism's always hard, right? But at the end of the day, it's to make your book better. And I really appreciate her for doing that. So thank you, Jessica. how I've been doing, I've kind of been a little bit insane, mainly because I haven't been able to work on the book. It was Friday when my girlfriend finished, and then I usually take weekends off. So I've kind of been doing a bit of research and watching a lot of different movies. I know that sounds weird, but that's kind of, one of my... Like, I always analyze movies in a storytelling perspective, right? Like, we watched The Heat, which was this comedy with Sandra Bullock and that really funny girl. I'm not sure her name. She's the large girl from, what's it called? Bridesmaids. sorry. And in it, there was a character Sandra Bullock's introduction, basically, straight off the bat, it was like, this is her character, and she's this FBI agent who's quite stubborn in her work, but she gets the job done better than anyone else. And then the next scene is basically the other girl's character, and I thought that was really interesting because they didn't screw around with, assuming or anything like that. This was literally how the... I'm sorry, that's my cat in the background. What are you meowing about? Oh, God, they're fighting. I'm sorry. If you hear meowing, that's my cat's fighting. They always do that. It's just play fighting, not actual fighting. But yeah, so I thought it was really straightforward, and I thought it was a really clever way to do it. As for that movie, I don't think it would be as good if it didn't have those characters in it, especially, I really don't remember her name, the girl from Bridesmaids. She was fantastic, just like I thought she would be. That's why I watched it in the first place, because I loved her in Bridesmaids. I kind of went into Bridesmaids, oh, this is just another chick flick, because this was with my girlfriend at the time. And she, it is literally the funniest movie. Like, if you haven't seen it and you think it's a chick flick, don't think of it as a chick flick. It is literally funny as fuck. And great characters as well. So what have I been reading? Basically, I want to do this every podcast kind of thing. How I've been doing, what I've been reading. Because I feel like to be a writer, you need to both read and write. Reading is a really important thing to do because, you're usually taking inspiration, right? Like that's one of the ways to stay creative, but I'll get into that later. I think it's very crucial that, everyone reads if they want to become an author, in some way, shape or form. Like, I don't consider myself a very avid reader. Like, my girlfriend reads Jess reads friggin' like 4 books per week or something like that, which is crazy. Like, she's been reading since she was, since birth, I guess. She's told me many stories about it. I've been reading, Paper Towns by John Green, because they're finally making it into a movie. And I kind of wanted to be part of that craze, because I really like John Green. Like, I like, I started with Fault in Our Stars, as usually most readers of John Green do, and then found out that he was a YouTuber, which I was for quite some time. I still am, but I'm not as consistent as most YouTubers. But yeah, I found out he was a YouTuber. Well, actually, no, I found out he was a YouTuber at first on Vlogbrothers, and he kind of, like, the first video I watched, he was like, yeah, I'm a novelist, and he held up a book saying Fault in Our Stars, and I was like, I've seen that before, like, I've seen that in the bookshop, and so I thought it was really cool when I went to the bookshop, and it was number one on the fucking, on the Dimmick's bestsellers. And I was like, holy shit, like, that's, like, a YouTuber has a book that's, you know, yeah, like, it, I don't know, it's crazy to me, like, it's, that must be crazy to him as well, especially because we're getting a perspective of what it's like to be an accomplished author. And I took Fault in Our Stars home, and I read it in a week, and it took me 2 weeks to recover from it, so that was good. And then I started reading Abundance of Catherines. What's the other ones? Looking for Alaska. Looking for Alaska was actually one of my favorites. Let It Snow, which was by three different authors, including John Green. And yeah, I kind of just fell in love with them. And I've been reading Paper Towns, which is the last one that I need to read. And it's good. I'm about halfway through it. I definitely recommend checking it out before the movie hits. I don't know when that will be, probably next year sometime. But yeah, I've also been reading, because I can't read too. I always read freaking four books at once, and I never get them done in time. I'm a slow reader, just FYI. I admit to it, because I don't see it as a bad thing. Like, it's not, I've read a lot of books, and I haven't gotten better at reading them, so I admit that I'm a slow reader. Like, it's not really, like, you know, I don't read a whole bunch, which I guess I just admitted to that, but, like, I feel like I've read so much from, you know, I've read different kinds of media and stuff like that, that I feel like if my reading ability was to go up, it would have already gone up. So I admit I'm a slow reader, and I see that as looking at the detail of the words rather than getting through the story, because I like that. I soak it in. I soak it in. But yeah, I've also been reading Life in Outer Space, which is a great book by, I forget the name, let me just Google that real quick. Life in Outer Space. But yeah, it's a fantastic tale about, well, I kind of see it, like, the moral code of it just being about boyhood, basically. And it's about a kid who kind of meets this girl who thinks that she's being set up by the popular kids, because he's in an IT group, and he's not really popular at all. He has his nerdy friends, but, you know, that's a completely different story. But this new girl moves into his class, and she starts playing World of Warcraft with him, and then they kind of get along from there. And yeah, I think it's just really cute and really I can kind of relate to that. Like, I was always a kind of nerdy, you know, pushed around a lot, but you know, everyone every nerd kind of dreams of that, you know, like, every nerd kind of dreams of someone coming to class and becoming best friends with them, and it's this really attractive girl, as Sam, the main character, describes her, and becomes best friends, and then I don't know what happens after that. You know, they might get together, but that's yet to be seen. That's part of the fun of reading books. Yay! So those are the two books that I'm currently reading. I definitely recommend them. The first one, Life in Outer Space, is by... Sorry. I'm just going to pull that up because I just had it, but Melissa Keel, she's an Australian author. So, Melbourne, Australia, as it says here. But yeah, Melissa Keel, thank you so much for this book, and I hope to see more from you. I'm pretty sure, I don't know, it feels like you've had quite a bit of experience, so I might look into you, and I'm really enjoying your book. John Green, also, best-selling author. You can't really miss it. You can't really miss his books when you walk into a bookshop, because he's got freaking piles of it. Well, at least in my bookshop, they've got piles of it literally standing at the entrance. So definitely check those guys out. Okay, now to the main event, my ways of staying creative. I only listed 5 different ways because I thought that I think I had like 10 or 15 listed out, but I felt like they all kind of merged into one, like I just kind of made a general sense of them. So I'm going to discuss them. So number one, I don't know if you guys have guessed this yet, considering my last podcast, but number one is what I could think of. The first thing I said, what's the best way of staying creative? And that's coffee. this is all my opinion. But yeah, coffee is definitely a good way to stay focused. I consider myself a coffee addict because if I don't have a coffee in a, throughout the day, I actually get headaches and I get really like pissy at people. It's actually quite scary. Sorry, that sounded really scary, but it's not actually that scary. It's just, you know, if you don't see me without a coffee cup, I'm kind of just like, I hate everyone. But yeah, coffee, there's just something so warm about it, that kind of just, you know, it kind of, as soon as it hits my lips, it kind of, the steam kind of goes into my nose and kind of like settles my brain and it just makes me more relaxed. That being said, too much coffee can lead to less creativity. Productivity, I guess. I've had times when I've had like 4 or 5 cups because, you know, I was always searching for like creativity and it wasn't working. So I just kept drinking more and more, which is a dumb thing to do. And it led me to have a bit of an anxiety attack. And, you know, I was walking around the house quite a bit and I just wasn't getting anything done. So just be careful with that. Maybe just try one, for the day. I know that, definitely not instant coffee though. Like try one barista brewed coffee just for that day and see how you go. I guess it's different for everyone, but I'm kind of used to having, you know, maybe I've been trying to limit myself to 2 a day and it's been working quite well. Even just one is fine. So moving on, number 2 is exercise. I know that whenever I'm just not feeling it, like I'm in front of the screen, like my eyes start getting dreary and, you know, I can't look at the words that are kind of on the screen. Exercise. Well, actually this was only just lately that I've been going to the gym with Jess every day. And, you know, it really does help because you're focusing on something else and your body is kind of working, your heart's beating faster. And then it kind of refreshes you as soon as you're done because you realize you put all this effort into working out and then you kind of go home and you're like all tired and your brain is relaxed to some extent because I know last week when I was doing the podcast, I was incredibly sore because I worked out for about 2 or 3 hours on the weights, which was a great, good thing to do. Also, I kind of want to elaborate a little bit more on this because I know that, I don't know if anyone else gets this, but when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I have to do is go out somewhere. Like I have to go outside and I have to feel the sun on my skin and I have to go and do like occupy my mind with like maybe like picking something up from the store or I don't know, going to the shopping center to pick up a book or pick up an item and really excite myself with doing that. Because when I get up in the morning and I go and sit on the computer, which I've just done today, actually, I just woke up and I was like, okay, time to do a podcast. But Yeah, I feel like whenever I wake up and I just go straight to the computer and I haven't gone outside or anything, I feel phased out. Like, I'll spend maybe all day writing, and then I'll, you know, I'll kind of go and maybe go outside, finally. And I'll feel like shit. Basically, like, I can't focus on anything, and I feel like 10 times dumber. I don't know. I don't know if this is kind of clicking with anyone, but if you're out there, please respond, because I feel so alone in this, and like I go outside and I feel better, and those are the days that I want because I get more done. Anyway, moving on from that. Number three is what we were discussing before: reading, writing something different. Reading, you know, just literally just sitting yourself down. Or laying yourself down, preferably, and just reading. Without your phone, turn your fucking phone off, turn it on airplane mode, or just do not disturb mode, or whatever the fuck. And then just read. Alternatively, write something different. This kind of goes for all the writers out there, but yeah, definitely write something different, because you get tunnel vision, right? I think I discussed this in my previous episode. But you get tunnel vision, and that's not really where you want to be. I mean, I get that, like, if you write a draft, you're kind of always going to be in tunnel vision. But if you write something different, you kind of, I don't know, it's kind of similar to just occupying your mind with something else. Like, it's similar to that aspect. And I think I've done it, and I find that it works well. And then you can kind of go back on... It actually always generates new ideas for me as well. And then I kind of go and apply them to the thing that I was actually working on. Because writers never stop writing. You're never going to be like, you know, oh, I'm going to write my first novel. You're going to write your first novel and then stop. Like, that just doesn't sound right to me. Like, you have to be invested in writing, and you have to keep writing. It doesn't matter if it's your novel or a short story or anything, really. Like, if you just put... Oh, that's another thing. Try pen to paper instead of Word documents, because pen to paper, there's something so intimate about it. Maybe even line this up with number two, right? Maybe go three and two. Go take a walk to the park. I know that I did this as soon as I quit my job, and you know, I was all depressed and stuff, but I brought a notebook and I literally walked up to the park. I think it's like a K, 1 kilometer away. And all I would do is write and look at it out onto the Brisbane River. And that is a really good fucking way to kind of keep the creative juices flowing. And I'm going to take a break right now because I need some coffee. Just 1 second. Yeah, totally. Okay. I didn't actually take a break. I kind of just took a sip out of the cup. That's kind of... It's just cold coffee. That's gross. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, you know, coffee. I don't know why I have to have coffee on the podcast, but... I don't know. It helps me do my bit as, like, you know, a solo act, I guess. But anyway, number four, occupy your mind with something else. This is basically number three. But occupying your mind with something else besides writing and reading. So, like, you know, you can go out, as long as you're going outside and doing something. Like, I know that because I live with my sister and my girlfriend. So my sister always has these strange adventure type deals going on. Like, she'll be like, I'm going to Pet Barn, or, you know, the market to kind of do all this stuff. You have to say yes to those things all the time. Well, not all the time. I mean, sometimes you're really in the zone. But usually, if you just go out, you know, if it's with your parents or your siblings or your friends, that can do fucking wonders. And then you'll come back that night and you'll think, wow, I really want to do something now. Like, this is all my kind of opinions, but yeah, I find that works kind of like really up there Like, it works better than coffee or probably exercise as well. It works, I don't know, it just works wonders. And I recommend it. I highly recommend it, actually, because, yeah, it's just that, I don't know, we're social animals, right? Like, I read on Reddit the other day that, you know, you should learn to be alone. And someone's counter argument to that was, we're social animals and we don't stop socializing. Like, we try all the time to find, you know, to find company. And, you know, if you're fulfilling that and if you're fulfilling what you know, I was going to say intended uses, but I don't think that's the correct term. Then, you know, you'll get there and you'll feel fucking, like I said, better. You'll feel better and you'll be more creative and you'll want to, maybe even you want to write about your friends. Like, maybe they'll give you ideas just by being, because that's all what writing is about, is just writing from experience. And that's what I've been doing. There's no harm in that. And, you know, history comes into it quite a bit. You know, I saw someone on Reddit the other day. He was like, oh, can I refer to history to write my novel? And I was like, isn't that kind of the point? Like, I mean, most of your ideas have already been done before, and history is kind of a big part of that, right? I don't know. Anyway, so that's number four. Occupy your mind. I just do it. Do the thing. Do the thing. Get the points. Number five is my final point, and that is to stay calm. Stay calm, because I know that this is really a more important thing, and I mean it's incredibly vague, obviously, but this is more of a thing for me, is that staying calm is one of the best things you can do, and using those other four tips, you can kind of try and do that. I know that when I'm filled with anxiety or I'm filled with frickin', you know, problems or anything like that, like something that's disturbing me, I find that my concentration goes way down. And it's only days when I'm ever feeling like, when I'm only feeling just like this overwhelming sense of calm that I get all of this fucking work done. And it's hard, you know, it's hard to find that sweet spot where, you know, you've had just the right amount of coffee and you've had just enough exercise to not kind of friggin' screw you up. And, you know, it's hard to not procrastinate and read the last of your book, even though it's at the very end or something like that. But, staying calm is the most important thing. And I feel like if you can achieve staying calm on most days, then you'll work wonders. Yeah. That's, it kind of got real a bit then. It kind of got like, you know, oh, that's kind of depressing, Jason, but thank you. Fuck. But no, yeah, that's the most important thing. That is literally, well, in my opinion, right? Like I keep saying, it's hard. It's hard to do it. For me, anyway, because I got an anxiety disorder and all that kind of shit, but I'm working through that, and I'm finding that most days I really don't have much to worry about, and, you know, it's hard to kind of convince yourself that everything is going to be okay, because, you know, you're constantly fighting with yourself to kind of be like, oh, that's not good enough, that's shit, like, why would anyone read this, and why would... That's the readership part of you just speaking, and it's just like, why would anyone read this? And, you know, I'm terrible at what I do, and it kind of sticks with you because it's only your brain talking to you and no one else. But if you have those, if you have people in your life where, you do have people in your life and you haven't opened up to them, give them a try, because, you know, if they're the only ones there that are kind of around you and kind of care, then that's, maybe give them a try and say, look, I'm working on this thing and I really want you to, cause that's where it starts, is networking yourself out there and putting yourself out there. I know it's fucking hard to put yourself out there. I still struggle with it. But I find that you'll be better for the effort. You know, you're always worrying about readership. But I'm pretty sure I mentioned this last time, but you know, saying that your stuff is crap and, you know, you're not going to be doing any good, that's all just in your head, right? But at the end of the day, you're the only one who can write that book, and you're the only one who has that idea in your head, and you're the only one who has that interpretation of that idea. You're not stealing anyone else's ideas. I actually laugh at that because, you know, ideas are just ideas. No one owns them. And the chances that your idea is exactly the same, like per word, exactly the same as someone else's, is pretty slim. So just fucking do it. Just write your ideas and write whatever you want. And if it turns out that you're the lucky fucking 1%, then just tweak it. There's no harm in doing that. And also, be open to criticism, because that's something that I had to go through when I was doing game design, and, you know, it hurts, but, you know, I know it's your baby, like, you treat your writing like it's your baby, but you really can't do that. You have to be open, and you have to, and all kind of advice, don't ever blow it off like it's nothing. Like, I know there's a few people that just, you know, want to insult your work. Don't listen to them. But anyone who genuinely has advice, don't ever just blow it off like, oh, no, but that's my interpretation. It means that they're not getting it. And you should always have your audience, the ones that are criticizing you, should always have them understand. And if you're constantly getting that feedback, like if you're getting three people telling you the same thing, then there's probably something wrong. But be open to it, and don't be afraid of it, and my leg is just really hurting. don't be tortured by it, and don't be like hurt that they've said something about it, because if it's really criticism, then at the end of the day, they're trying to do it just for you and to make your book better. And they want to see you succeed, and they want to see the book succeed. The fact that they've actually given criticism to begin with is because that they enjoyed the book. However, they wanted some tweaks, right? Anyway, I kind of went off on a ramble about nothing. Well, I mean, it's not nothing. This is a writing podcast, and I feel like, you know, I should share most of these things. And I'm sure Mitch has a lot to contribute as well. I reckon it's going to be an awesome little podcast. I mean, this is already up on iTunes, which is crazy to me. Because, I don't know, that's just weird. Like, I thought there would be a bigger process in that. But, yeah, thank you very much, iTunes, for approving my podcast. And I hope that I've given you some information today. Maybe it'll help someone out there. I hope that, you know, if there's 500 people listening and it only helps two people, then I've done my job. But thank you very much for listening, guys. I'm going to work on this book finally, because I was tortured by it last week because I couldn't work on it, and I was very upset and stressed out because I have this big deadline on the 15th of December, and it's now the 24th, so I'm kind of hoping to put those tweaks into my book, and I'm very grateful that I have a beautiful girlfriend to read over it for me and give me some feedback, because it would be shit ton harder to put it out there, which I am going to do. Like, I'm going to put my, as soon as I'm done with those tweets, I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to give it to my sister. I'm going to give it to my, I'm going to give it to Mitch. I'm going to give it to my dad and my mom and everyone else. And I'm going to give it to publishers, and that's going to be fucking, that's going to be crazy. But, you know, let's wait and see, huh? Thank you very much for listening, guys, and I hope that I've been of some help today. I hope to do one of these later on. I'm still thinking of ideas, like 5 ways to stay creative was kind of like a little small project that I kind of wanted to do, because I feel like my experiences might help someone. Like I said, you know, if there's 2 people out there out of 500, then I've done my job. And that's pretty cool. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, guys. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye-bye.